Twins fall today to the Cubs at Wrigley, 6-2, rubber game of the series on Sunday. Our coverage begins at noon. Corso at 10, then the Twins and Cubs at noon. Inside Twins, lineup card 12:30, first pitch at 1:20 here on News Talk. 830 WCCO, WNBA tonight, and the Lynx are in action. The Lynx are in action tonight at home against the Fire. 7 o'clock start. And we'll talk more about that before we say goodbye. So we're done at 6 tonight. And the open third round in the books, Sam Burns leads at 10 under par. Ryan Fox and Siwoo Kim, two off the lead. Ryan Gerard, Lucas Herbert, three back. And then a big group at 6 under, Ludwig Oberg, Bryson DeChambeau, Jackson Suber, Tommy Fleetwood, the Englishman, all at 6 under par in that group. And then another big group at 4 under par, including world number one, Scottie Scheffler, John Rahm, Shane Lowry, Hideki Matsuyama, Xander Schauffele. So a lot of names within 6 of the lead heading into the final round at Royal Birkdale. And some of those players, including world number one, Scottie Scheffler, are going to be on their way to the Twin Cities, the TPC of the Twin Cities, in the annual 3M Open next week. And we're pleased to be joined on the line here at News Talk, 830 WCCO, by the assistant tournament director. And we visited with Hollis Kavner earlier in the week. Jen Hines is here today. Jen, good to visit with you, and thanks for the time.
Thank you so much for having me on.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun to visit with Hollis the other night, and he told the story about how they've been working on Scotty for a long time, and he's going to be in town next week.
Yeah, we're so excited. It's just been so well received by our sponsors and our fans, and of course, you know, everything 3M did to make this happen. It's really exciting for the upcoming week.
Now, people are wondering, how do I get on the grounds to be able to see world number one Scottie Scheffler and all the other great players in the 3M Open next week? Are tickets still available?
They absolutely are, and it's really easy for people. They just go to 3MOpen.com, and then there's a ticket link right at the top.
All right, so there's plenty of room on the ground. And the TPC of the Twin Cities is designed for tournament golf. It's hosted PGA champions, and then, of course, the 3M Open when the transition was made. And it's just a great facility to be able to see the golf, see the players from tee to green.
It really is. You know, we joke that you've got miles and miles of front row seats. So we've got, you know, bleachers for people if they want to just sit and watch the groups come through. We've got some landing zones on hole 12 and 18 where there's seats out there available for people to sit in and even take at the end of the day. And then really, if you want to just get out and exercise and walk and follow your favorite players, you're able to get up close and watch those shots where, you know, in other sports you can't do that. So that's what a wonderful thing about golf is. And then I should mention that 15 and under are free, courtesy of Cubs. So as a family deal, to come on out and be able to bring your kids for free, it's pretty awesome to be able to go outside and enjoy the Minnesota weather. We look like we're going to have a great week that people can come out and enjoy.
Yeah, the weather is shaping up, and I know that that is a good one. One of the other things about this event is the proximity to parking and how you get spectators from the course back to the parking areas. It is a well-oiled machine.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I would say, you know, as far as major events in the Twin Cities, we have some of the best parking for general spectators. You're parking at National Sports Center, and then you're shuttled over, and it's really about a 5 to 7 minute ride at the most, and you're dropped right off at the front gate, and then you can go from there up to our Fan Village, where we've got all sorts of fan activities, and 3M has their science and technology that you can experience right on hand. You get some club and hand activities up at what's called the Driver, presented by 3M and Ping. So there's some exciting things in there for fans to check out. And they've got lots of different areas, lots of things for kids to do, and for the just people that want to come out and enjoy the day. I would say it's not all about the wonderful golf. We've got food, we've got drink, we've got activities for kids. So it's just a great place to come hang for the day.
Yeah, and the kids get in free on top of it, as you mentioned. Jen Hines joining us, and she is the assistant tournament director for the 3M Open. And the fun starts early next week. The tournament itself Thursday through Sunday, but there is a lot going on all week.
There is. We've got on Tuesday what's called our Golf for All Day, and those practice rounds tickets are a little less expensive on that day, so people can come out and watch that. And then we've got activities for kids from 1 to 3:30 that day. And then Wednesday, at a pro-am day, the pros are a little more relaxed. So they're playing 9 and 9, so you can come out and watch that. And that we've got tea times going on all days, and we've got some celebrities that are in that, so it's kind of a fun day to come out as well.
Yeah, and the pro-ams are really interesting because you're right. It isn't the start of the tournament, so things are a little bit more friendly. They're more willing to spend time because once the tournament starts, that's how these guys make their living.
It's true. That's the funny thing is, so we have some designated autograph zones for fans and some for kids, but really, if you think about it, that's their office, the course. So we try not to disturb them during those rounds. That's for sure.
Yeah. And the course should be in great shape. If my yard is any indication, it has been warm lately, but I would assume the grounds crew at the TPC of the Twin Cities has it ready to go. And this layout does, there are birdies to be had out there, but there are also some challenges. 18 is a great finishing hole, one of my favorites on tour.
It is. There's a lot of risk and reward, which is fun to watch for the fans. And Joe Rolstead from the TPC and their crew is just amazing out here, and they've got the golf course in fantastic shape.
Yeah, and it's one of those where you're going to see birdies, but you're also going to see players struggle out there. The idea that this is a cakewalk, that is not true. There are some real challenges, and there's going to be golf balls in the water out there.
That's for sure. I love to watch 17 because it's just such a great hole. You're looking at it and you think these pros, they've got it dialed in. But some of it, if the wind's picking up, it's fun to watch the risk and reward.
Yeah, for sure. Jen, you mentioned tickets are available. People can get on the grounds. I do understand, though, that there's been great response for all the hospitality tents, some of those other areas that there's great interest, and many of those have been sold out before the tournament.
Yeah, we've just had such an uptick with, our strong field that, yes, our Bell Bank Champions has sold out, but we've still got some availability in other areas. So there is still some, air conditioning venues that can be purchased and some other hospitality that's available.
Now, finally, when the tournament gets started, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, the four rounds of the championship, if someone wants to come out, do you advise getting tickets in advance, or can you get tickets at the gate?
I think it's easier to try and do that in advance. That way it just makes it a smoother transition for them when they get on site. So I would just recommend going to 3MOpen.com for that.
All right, Jen. Well, good to visit with you. I know it's a very busy week. Get your rest. The players will start coming into town, and people can check the field. Including world number one, Scottie Scheffler, Jordan Spieth, many, many others will be in town. And then, of course, tee times listed for Thursday and Friday, of course.
Yes, if you look at our website, they'll have all that information.
All right, very good, Jen. Thanks.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
All right, Jen Hines, Assistant Tournament Director, 3M Open. Should be a great event. Scottie not out of it at the Open. And the big controversy is Right, Sandeep Chambeau at the end of round number two is assessed a two-stroke penalty. He hit it into the weeds. And if you play like I do, you've been in the weeds. And apparently he violated a rule by walking around his ball to improve, if you will, the flight path of his club is the only other way. So if you're in the deep weeds, you shouldn't be able to stand around the ball and kind of mat that stuff down. That was, for the most part, the two-stroke penalty. So instead of starting the day at 7 under par, he started at 5 under. He shot a 1 under 69 today, and he's 4 off the lead. And there was a fair amount of controversy and coverage. Now, if you're out playing with your friends and you kind of stand on the grass, but typically when you're in the weeds like that, Lindsay, you can't do that. And I don't think there's too many people that have played or know the rules realize by him the way he marched around his ball and lining it up and so on and so forth was really improving the approach his club would have to impact the ball.
Yeah.
Right?
Right. Any alteration in a shady lie has reason for concern and should definitely be penalized as such. And so I don't get why he's so upset about it. But, you know, some people get really upset about the consequences of their actions actually meeting them. So we'll see how he plays the rest of the weekend, because I know that he was still, you know, in the running and everything. And then also Jen called back. Unfortunately, Jordan Spieth will not be there at the 3M Open next weekend.
I didn't know that.
No,
that
I do like seeing.
He was a WD.
Yeah, he gives me Bubba Watson vibes, where he can really find a way to get himself out of trouble. It's just the trouble with Jordan is that lately he's found himself in a lot of those troubling shots. We know what he's capable of, but he just hasn't been there.
The finish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so I just remember when he was in that time where he was challenging and competing at the top of the leaderboard for all those majors, and I think they were over at the Open, and I just remember him hitting it by like a club van or something like that, and I don't know what happened to the situation. I just remember thinking that would be where my ball would go as well, Steve. That's where it would choose to take its next step in its life.
Yeah, so I'm glad Jen mention that, because I just did a quick search. Jordan Spieth will not be one of the names. Late withdrawal, and that happened on Friday evening.
Unfortunate, Jordan.
Yeah. And why he reversed course, unknown. Could be due to an injury or simply a change of heart. But he limped to the finish and missed the cut by a mile at the Open. The back nine for Jordan was a nightmare. And I thought, okay, here's an opportunity to get back on track, come to the Twin Cities, play well. We're getting down to the end of the season, the FedEx Cup playoffs, all of that sort of thing. So Jordan out. And then there was a little speculating that if Scotty did win the Claret Jug tomorrow at Royal Birkdale, would he still play in the 3M this week? And you got to wonder, Open champion, they've got extra duty, they've got media, etc. They got to figure out how to get the jug back to the States.
We got to fill the jug. We have to empty the jug with our mouth, right? We got to do that as well, at least once.
I would probably do that.
It's for the plane ride home, right? Or back over. You'd probably go straight into it. You could sweat it out here.
You'd probably get it. He could probably afford it, you know, a separate seat for the jug.
Well, we just heard Al Schock talk about how Delta's changing all of their seating options. Do you think they've changed things for his PJ on the way home here? Because he flies alone for sure.
Yeah, so Jordan Spieth no longer in the 3M Open. That happened last night. I did not see that note, and it looks like it was posted on a couple of sites. The Pioneer Press had it 2 hours ago, so there you go. But Scotty is still expected to be at the 3M Open next week. Quick break. We'll come back. Whole lot more. Read and React at 5:35 today. Steve Kearney will join us at 5:50. Twins fall to the Cubs, 6-2. Lynx at home tonight. We'll talk a little bit about the Lynx and the WNBA in a moment.